This is my boy Casey's bedtime story. And I want you folks, your mom and dads, to listen carefully to this story. I wish I could read Casey's bedtime story to him again today, but I can't.
Last night I was putting my little boy to bed when he asked me, "Daddy, can I hear that story? Huh, Daddy? Just one more time?" Well, I had read it to him the other night, like so many nights before, so I told him, "Not tonight, son." And I turned and closed his bedroom door. And I could hear him cry as I left his room. I could hear him repeat, "Daddy, I love you. And Daddy, can I hear that story, huh, Daddy? Just one more time." Well, in the middle of the night, there came a cry from my little boy's room, and I ran to his bedside to find him choking. But now his little face was turning blue. I called the doctor and desperately tried in vain, but it was too late by the time help came. Well, I just kneeled by my little boy's bed. It seemed like for the longest time, and I just couldn't get his last words out of my mind. He said, "Daddy, I love you. And Daddy, can I hear that story, huh, Daddy? Just one more time?" Well, tonight I sit alone in my little boy's room, just looking at the bed he slept in so many nights. And over in the corner sits his little cowboy boots. He used to say, "Daddy, yours look just like mine." And I just sit here tonight. I just can't get his last words out of my mind. "Daddy, I love you. And Daddy, can I hear that story, Daddy, just one more time?" Well, today they held a funeral for my little boy, and all our best friends were there. The preacher gave a sermon that sounded like it was written in heaven, just for my little boy. Well, after the services were over and all our friends left, I just kneeled down by my little boy's graveside, and I looked up into the heavens and said, "Lord, I'm sure going to miss this little boy of mine, but I know he's in good hands and he's going to do just fine. Lord, I sure hope all those things they say about you are true. Because, Lord, my little boy sure looked up to you." And with that, I pulled out my little boy's book, opened it up to his favorite story, and read it just one more time. And with that, I got up with tears in my eyes and slowly walked away from my little boy's grave. So, daddies, tonight, when you put that little boy to bed, and before you turn out the lights, don't forget to read him that story just one more time. Yes, daddies, read him that story just one more time.